Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Ir Sheyeshba Avodah Zarah. A town that in that town only they have a holiday for the Avodah Zarah. Chutala Mutar. Outside of the town, you're allowed to do business with the Goyim. Since outside of the town, they are not celebrating, even in very close proximity to the town, it would be Mutar. Haya Chutala Avodah Zarah. If only outside of the town they have a holiday to the Avodah Zarah, but inside of the town they are not celebrating, Tocha Mutar. It would be Mutar to do business with the Goyim inside of the town. Mahu Lelech Lisham. Is it allowed to go to a town that on that day in that town they have a holiday to the Avodah Zarah, and you need to go to that town to talk to one of the Goyim there? Bizman Shahaderech Mucheret Lo, so Makom Aser. If the path that leads to that town goes to that town only, in such a case it would be Aser to go to that town if on that day that town is celebrating to the Avodah Zarah, as people that see you go to that town will think that you are going to participate in their holiday. But if the path that leads to that town continues on to another town, in such a case, it would be mutter to go to that town on the day they are celebrating to the Avodah Zarah, as people will think that you're not really going to that town, you're just passing through on your way to a different town. A town that on that day they are celebrating a holiday to the Avodah Zarah, and in that town they have stores that are decorated, and they have other stores that are not decorated. And the minhag was that the stores that were decorated, anybody who buys something there, some of the money that he pays will be used to be given to the Avodah Zarah. Zehaya maisa b'beis shan. Such a maisa came up in beis shan. V'amru chacham, and the chacham said, ha-mutaros asuros, v'she'enan mutaros mutaros. It's also to buy things from the decorated stores, but it would be mutter to buy things from the stores that are not decorated, and since from the decorated stores they take some of the money to be given to the Avodah Zarah, that would be usher, as it's usher to benefit an Avodah Zarah. Now, even though we had earlier that you're not allowed to do business with Goyim on the day that they celebrate a holiday to the Avodah Zarah, whether or not some of the money that you give will be given to benefit the Avodah Zarah, still it would be usher. Even so, over here it would be mutter to buy things from the stores that are not decorated, the reason being that we're talking about where you're buying things that have lasting value, you're not buying perishable items, and in such a case, most likely the guy is not very happy about having to sell a commodity that has lasting value, and he will not go give praise to his Avodah Zarah, so therefore, it would be mutter to buy from a guy, even on the day that he is celebrating a holiday to his Avodah Zarah. Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, Elu Dvarim Asurin Limkor L'Goyim. The following things you're not allowed to sell to Goyim at all throughout the year, as the following things are generally used to be brought as offerings to the Avodah Zarah. It's stroblim, a type of fruit that grows on a cedar tree. Upano shuach, white fig. Upatotrosam, figs that still have their stems on them, and they use these figs to hang up by the Avodah Zarah. Ulavona, this incense, they were makter to the Avodah Zarah. Betarnagol halavin, a white rooster. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mutar limkor lo tarnagol lavin bein hatarnagolim. If you're selling him a whole lot of tarnagolim and there's one tarnagol lavan among them, then in such a case you'd be allowed to sell this tarnagol lavan among the other tarnagolim that you're selling the guy. And since the guy is buying a lot of tarnagolim that are not white, obviously he does not plan on using it for the Avodah Zarah. Uviz mancha, uviz neachim. But if you're selling a tarnagol lavan by itself to a guy, koteaz etzbo umochrolo, you have to cut off one of its toes before you sell it to the guy. In such a case, it would be mutter to sell to the guy, as the guy do not bring an animal as an offering to Avodah Zarah if it's missing a limb. Ushar kodvarim, all other items that are not mentioned over here, staman mutter. You can sell it to a guy if it is not specified that he plans on using it for the Avodah Zarah. Uperushan aser. But if the guy specifies that he wants to buy this item to be brought to the Avodah Zarah, in such a case, you cannot sell any item to a guy. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Af Dekel Tav V'Chatzov V'Niklivis Aser Limkor L'Goyim. Rabbi Meir says also a Dekel Tav you can sell to the Goyim. A Dekel Tav is a very prominent type of tree that the pears of that tree are used as offerings to the Avodah Zarah. And Chatzov is sugar cane that also is brought to the Avodah Zarah. And a Klivis is a type of very hush of grass. These things also you cannot sell to Goyim.